Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, Tuesday afternoon. Here's the good redeeming value of this whole thing here. You ready?
What is
the weather's moving out of the area, and bands on the beach will happen tonight.
That's a good thing.
That should make you very happy. It makes me very happy. Although we're not going to be able to see it, you and I, but I understand it. I'll
be there in spirit.
But I have gone after the 8 o'clock hour. You know, and when I get out of here and then run over to the island,
yeah.
And it's fun. Bottom line, it's fun. I like it a lot. So take it in. Bands on the beach tonight, 7 o'clock. Look for the all the folks in the yellow over there, our Cat Country sisters and brothers, handling the work over there. Should be a good night for that. Okay,
absolutely.
Let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you really need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Did I sum that up pretty good? I mean, did I set that up?
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I'm clicking my heels, and I'm not even going to be there.
All right. Here's your first story. The Escambia Sheriff's Office warning residents about a scam circulating across the area. Here it goes. It's like, okay, what's the scam this week?
Right.
Here's the new one, and this is how it works. The scam involves callers identifying themselves as members of ECSO. They claim that the recipient of the call has an outstanding warrant related to missed jury duty. You've heard this version in different ways, but basically it's the same version. Then they demand payment to resolve the issue. Just remember this. This is very simple, clear cut, no hidden agenda, I'm going to say.
All right.
The sheriff's office will never call or ask you to send any form of payment if you do receive a call. Hang up.
Very good advice there. And Escambia School is looking to eliminate all pornographic books. The current proposal recommends books on the FDOE's removal list require school board approval before being returned to media centers. School officials say this is not an 80-20 issue. It is a 90-10 issue. No parent wants someone else to indoctrinate their child or introduce their child to obscene, pornographic, or age-inappropriate content.
All right, here we go. This is your third story. City of Pensacola wants the Escambia County Children's Trust to pay back $2.4 million in taxes accrued over the last 4 years. A letter from the city says the trust is not automatically exempt from paying taxes and has failed to do so since its inception in 2020. A deadline has been set for July 31st, 4:15. News Radio 92.3, traffic and weather together. Here's Austin Price.
Thank you very much, sir. It is traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. You can learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Let's see, looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Also have some on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of those couple spots, there shouldn't be much standing out. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees, going to be a low of 79 tonight. Got those dwindling rainfall chances. They're going to linger over the course of the next several days, but hopefully shouldn't be anything too severe.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the city of Gulf Breeze working on updating their local ordinances, and one topic is the rise in motorized bikes and other motorized devices. Gulf Breeze City Manager Samantha Bell.
It's not known that if you are on a motorized device and you are under the age of 16, it is law to wear a helmet. Doesn't matter if it's an e-bike, if it's a scooter, whatever it is, if it's a motorized device and you're under the age of 16, a helmet is required by law.
Okay, there have been numerous incidents and near misses by minors on motorized devices in Gulf Breeze. Get this, averaging about 9 a week.
Oof.
I can attest to this. It is a problem in Gulf Breeze. The city is in the process of crafting an ordinance and will take time to do that for the city council to approve.
And a 60-year-old Pensacola man died yesterday after a head-on crash on Sorrento Road near the intersection with Bauer. FHP says the man was driving a Prius when he crossed into the oncoming lane for an unknown reason and crashed into a pickup truck. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the truck was taken to a nearby hospital for evaluation and treatment. Troopers still investigating the cause of the crash.
Well, a Pensacola woman facing charges for allegedly setting fire to a truck and dousing another woman in lighter fluid. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons.
Yeah. You can't do that. You know, I think the trend here is that there's people that
that cannot control their anger. And there are confrontations that escalate. That's kind of where we're at in this. Now, it's unusual to escalate to that level where you pour lighter fluid on. I mean, clearly you know that that could be, you know, there's fire and there's lighter fluid and there's stuff like that that could cause a lot of problems, a lot of injuries to people, and it could kill people.
Okay, 50-year-old Juanita Mitchell was arrested last week and is charged with arson, battery, property damage, and assault.
All righty, just about 4:17 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. This history of Blue Angels is brought to you by Calvert's in the Heights.
World War II was over. The United States military had defeated the Japanese due in large part to the combat and support waged by the U.S. Navy's finest aviators. Despite this, there were many high-ranking civilian and military officials who considered naval aviation unnecessary and thought it should be disbanded altogether. Nonetheless, on April 24, 1946, Admiral Chester Nimitz, Chief of Naval Operations, issued a directive that a flight exhibition team be organized within the Naval Air Advanced Training Command to represent the Navy at air shows and at similar events. Selected to organize the team was Lieutenant Commander Butch Voris, a World War II combat ace who participated in practically all the major air campaigns in the South Pacific. Voris would select his teammates from among combat veterans who were on active duty as instructors at the training command. He chose Lieutenant Commander Lloyd Barnard and Lieutenant Maurice Wickendall, who were his squadron mates during the war, plus Lieutenant J.G. Mel Cassidy to complete the four-man team. But Barnard received orders to Texas and was replaced by Lieutenant Al Taddeo before the first public performance. Based out of Cecil Field near Jacksonville, the team flew the Grumman F-6F Hellcat propeller-driven plane, which served them so well during the war. The Hellcat was a very responsive aircraft. Of critical importance was its inherent stability during inverted flight. The Hellcats used were basically the same aircraft flown in World War II, but with armaments and certain armor removed. The planes were painted blue overall. Yellow paint was used for the words U.S. Navy on both sides of the fuselage and for the plane's number on each side of the tail. The team trained for only a month before their first public performance at the Southeastern Air Show at Craig Field outside Jacksonville on June 15, 1946. The team's 17-minute routine consisted of combat maneuvers and three of the planes flying the V formation about 12 feet apart while rolling on each plane's individual axis. Altitude ranged from 10 to 2,800 feet. The fourth plane was used to demonstrate the Hellcat's capabilities in solo maneuvers. The pilots did not have special uniforms as they do today. They flew in their regular flight suits. In fact, the team did not even have a name. That was to come later. And how the name was selected is quite a story. I'll be back with more after this.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
How the Blue Angels got their name, or should I say names, is the subject of our next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air. And at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Poison things will come by the dozen. That ain't nothing but drugs, no love. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls the mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, 422, News Radio 92.3, Florida officials looking to turn part of the Everglades into the state's largest immigration facility. It's being dubbed as Alligator Alcatraz, and it's designed to detain and hold people for weeks or even months. Data Marie McNichol has more from Miami, Florida.
Attorney General James Uthmeyer, he says the potential site would serve as a 3-in-1 immigration enforcement facility. It would house detainees, process legal cases, and serve as a deportation hub. Now, the proposed integrated federal and state approach includes the construction of temporary structures and 1,000 beds, making it the state's largest detention facility. The 30-square-mile property in question is owned by Miami-Dade County. It has been used for military and law enforcement training in the past, so Uthmeyer says officials are familiar with the area, as the Florida National Guard will play a key role in operation.
And the Florida legislative session is finally over. Lawmakers passed a $115 billion budget bill late Monday night after a six-week extension. It includes a commercial lease tax elimination and pay raises for state employees. The spending plan also has some cutbacks, but it keeps key environmental projects in place.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. In an interview with Fox Business, Florida Congressman Corey Mills talks about the Biden administration. Well, they're the reason why the Iranian regime has strength.
A lot of this that's going on is because of the Biden administration. They were the ones that allowed Iran to gain so much money and wealth through exportation of oil.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, shoppers pulled back on their spending in May. Jenny Casola has the May retail sales report.
Retail sales slumped last month, down 0.9%, excluding autos. The drop is 0.3%. Economists were expecting consumers to pull back in May, reflecting the backdrop of tariffs and economic uncertainty. However, the numbers are weaker than expected. Amazon has extended its summer Prime Day sale to 4 days, July 8th to 11th. The company says it's responding to its customers who want more time to shop, though analysts say tariff uncertainty is likely a factor. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, 424, markets hitting a downslope today with the three major indices ending in the red. Not a pretty day. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks ending lower as investors monitor the Israel-Iran conflict while awaiting the Fed's decision on interest rates, which comes Wednesday afternoon. The central bank is expected to hold rates steady, also weighing on investors' disappointing economic data that show that consumers spent less last month at retailers than the month before, with retail sales falling 0.9% in May. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower, while energy gained as oil prices rose. The Dow winners, Chevron, IBM, and Visa, the Dow declined. Kleiner's, Amgen, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 299 points, the Nasdaq lower by 180, S&P 500 down 50. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. You can get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control services. You can visit insect.net for more today. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, just got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Those actually reach for a pretty good while. Also have some backups on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling eastbound towards I-10. There was an accident report in that area causing a pretty heavy wave of congestion at this time. Looking at the weather locally here, 86 degrees, going to be a low of 79 tonight. Rainfall chances dwindling, but they'll be lingering over the course of the next several days. Wednesday's high will be 88 with a low of 78.
Yeah, looking pretty good for bands on the beach tonight, weather-wise, so we can smile about that. As debate continues in the Senate over President Trump's big, beautiful bill, some lawmakers are pushing to help victims of SNAP scams. Here's Abigail Dye with more information.
The USDA says there are more than 15,000 claims for stolen SNAP benefits in Texas in the first 3 months of 2025. Federal funding that replaced those stolen funds, it ran out and expired in December of 2024, leaving a lot of these victims with no remedy. Congressman Al Green did introduce a bill that would replace that funding, and he says that he has introduced similar legislation into President Trump's big, beautiful bill to try to bring this federal funding back for good and put this money back in the pockets of Houstonians.
And I can't believe this has to be said, but Americans are being warned not to travel to Iran under any circumstances. The warning comes after a Fox News report that the White House is now considering an offensive strike against them. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said the Israel-Iran conflict is a rapidly evolving situation.
I wonder how many life insurance policies go out with that one.
I mean, goodness gracious.
Okay, why would you do it? Well, there are people that'll do it, I'm sure. The Israeli Defense Force giving an update into their efforts while we're talking about Iran this afternoon. Kevin Yurinsky has the details.
IDF spokesman General Effie Defren says that overnight, Israeli forces killed Ali Shadmani, Iran's latest top military leader.
Shadmani held the role for only 4 days before meeting the same fate as his predecessor.
Defren says attempts to dismantle Iran's nuclear program are having a big effect.
And as such, they have been pushed back into central Iran.
He also notes that there is a difference, in his view, between the Israeli strikes and Iran's counterattacks.
We are aiming at military targets. They are attacking civilian homes.
President Trump has called for Iran's unconditional surrender, but the Iranians have vowed that Israel will see more attacks. Kevin Yurinsky, Fox News.
And President Trump says he won't be calling Minnesota Governor Tim Walz after the deadly shooting of a lawmaker on Saturday. It was on his way back from the G7 summit in Canada early this morning when he told reporters that he thinks the governor of Minnesota is so whacked out, he's not calling him. Why should he call him? Shooting suspect Vance Belter is facing a possible death penalty on federal charges after being taken into custody on Sunday.
So the president called him whacked out, huh?
Yes.
Very nice.
Whacked out Walz.
Descriptive of Tim Walz.
Good nickname potential there, Donald.
All right. Local and federal prosecutors announcing additional charges linked to any immigration enforcement unrest in Los Angeles. Kristen Goodwin has more.
L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman announcing charges against 5 individuals, including Adam Palermo, who faces charges including assault with a deadly weapon.
Mr. Palermo is accused of throwing a large rock at a California Highway Patrol vehicle from an overpass on the 101 freeway. He also allegedly lit an object on fire and threw it at a CHP SUV that was parked on the freeway.
The vehicle catching fire, the 39-year-old also faces federal arson charges.
He faces a mandatory minimum penalty of 5 years and a statutory maximum penalty of 20 years.
U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley. In Los Angeles, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Keeping you connected this afternoon, new developments have emerged in the legal battle over President Trump's ban on international students entering the country. Here's the latest from Boston.
U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs extended a temporary restraining order today, which means Trump's ban on international students at Harvard cannot be enforced until at least June 23rd. The judge says she simply needs more time in deciding whether or not she's going to grant a preliminary injunction, which would indefinitely block Trump's ban from being enforced until Harvard's lawsuit is fully decided by the courts. Now, in court today, lawyers argued that Trump is using Harvard's international students as pawns.
Okay. Want some good news?
Yes.
Here we go. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirm tropical activity remains quiet in the Atlantic. No tropical cyclone activity is expected during the next 7 days.
Hey.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The U.S. military ramping up its presence in the Middle East following the escalation of the conflict between Israel and Iran. Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon.
The Pentagon has ordered to the Middle East more air assets to include F-22s, F-16s, and F-35 fighter jets, and an extension of those already based in the region, and a second aircraft carrier strike group.
President Trump has weighed in on the conflict with several True Social posts, including one calling for the unconditional surrender of Iran. Los Angeles's downtown curfew ending following a drop in crime associated with anti-ICE protests.
A week after initiating an overnight curfew for a part of downtown Los Angeles to combat unrest over immigration enforcement raids, LA Mayor Karen Bass is lifting it, explaining officials have seen a reduction in acts of violence, vandalism, and looting.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin in LA. America's listening to Fox News.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Columbia Scambia Sheriff's Office warning residents about a scam circulating across the area. What else is new? Here's how it works. The scam involves callers IDing themselves as members of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. They claim that the recipient of the call has an outstanding warrant related to missed jury duty. They then demand payment to resolve the issue. But you need to remember, the Sheriff's Office will never call or ask you to send any form of payment. If you receive a call saying that, just simply hang up.
Good advice. Here's your second story. It's an important win in Escambia schools looking to eliminate all pornographic books. The current proposal recommends books on the FDOE's removal list require school board approval before being returned to media centers. School officials say this is not an 80-20 issue. It is a 90-10 issue. No parent wants somebody else to indoctrinate their child or introduce their child to obscene, pornographic, or age-inappropriate content.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, the city of Pensacola wants the Escambia County Children's Trust to pay back $2.4 million in taxes accrued over the last 4 years. A letter from the city says the trust is not automatically exempt from paying taxes and has failed to do so since its inception back in 2020. A deadline has been set for July 31st.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Unlike Game 1, the Thunder did not succumb to the Pacers' comeback.
I'm Jared Max. Game 5 of the NBA Finals in Oklahoma City last night. The Pacers cut an 18-point deficit all the way down to 2 points with 8.5 minutes to play. In Game 1, Indiana erased a 15-point deficit in the fourth quarter and won by 1 point. Last night, after the Pacers got within 95-93, Oklahoma City outscored Indiana 25-16 the rest of the game to win by 11, 120-109, and go up 3-2 in the NBA Finals. Jalen Williams scored a career playoff-high 40 points for the Thunder.
Given what we've seen from the Pacers throughout these playoffs, just how were you guys able to keep it together, to right the ship, and to not panic?
We're getting opportunities to repeat and grow through our experience. That was honestly the same exact game as game one, to be totally honest. So learning through these finals, that's what makes the team good. And I thought we were able to do that, and we were able to collectively get stops and win the game.
A game away from a championship, how do you get it done at their place?
Energy and effort, come in there and make as few mistakes as possible and just play hard.
Jalen Williams of the Thunder with ABC after he scored 40 points in Game 5. To go with 31 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-111. To get within one win of an NBA championship, the Thunder could do it Thursday night in Indianapolis.
Shohei Ohtani returns to the mound for the first time in 663 days. And there is a palpable buzz in this ballpark.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, Shohei Ohtani made his first appearance as a pitcher for the Dodgers last night. Recovered from a second elbow surgery 21 months ago, Ohtani pitched one inning against the Padres, allowed one run on two hits. He hit 100 miles per hour. The Dodgers beat the Padres 6-3. Ohtani also delivered at the plate with an RBI double and an RBI single. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And since we were hearing a lot about finals series there, the Stanley Cup will be in the building on Tuesday. The Panthers have a chance to clinch their second straight championship when they square off against the Oilers for Game 6 from Sunrise. Winger Matthew Tkachuk has said that the key to victory is treating the matchup like it's a Game 7.
Well, let me go back to Fox had a story about Shohei Ohtani and his game outing the other night.
Right.
Well, let's stay with that real quick here. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter is reporting to prison. Jared Max has more on News Radio 92.3.
Hours before Shohei Ohtani took the mound as a pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers for the first time Monday, the two-way baseball star's former interpreter, Ipe Mitsuhara, surrendered to a federal prison in Allenwood, Pennsylvania, to serve a near five-year term for bank and tax fraud. Mitsuhara stole nearly $17 million from Ohtani, which he was ordered to repay, as well as another million-plus to the IRS. Back in 2021, Mitsuhara began to access Ohtani's bank account, changed security protocol so he could impersonate Ohtani to authorize wire transfers. He stole money from his friend, mostly to cover gambling debts, and with an illegal bookie. In addition to his prison sentence of 4 years and 9 months, Mitsuhara will have 3 years of a supervised release. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Cheetah will not get a chance to prove he's one of the fastest men on earth this weekend. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill was supposed to go up against Olympic gold medalist Noah Lyles. However, Lyles says, due to personal reasons, he and Hill have had to cancel their New York City race. Hill won the 100-meter dash in a track meet last week with a time of 10.15 seconds. Lyles won the gold in Paris last summer with a time of 9.79.
439, News Radio 92.3. Let me take it local here just for a minute. The Wahoos playing above 500 ball, now 32-31 in the 25 season. Tonight, Pensacola back home for the start of a six-game series against the Montgomery Biscuits. First pitch going out at 6:05. And I don't know if you got a chance to see this. Greg Harris over from the Ice Flyers released this just a couple of days ago. I just want to remind you, Ice Flyers are going to play 29 home games at the Bay Center during the 25-26 season. Season kicking off with opening night Saturday, October 18th. Be there or be square.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. Tonight is Game 4 of the NBA Finals. If the Pacers actually win the NBA championship, they will be the least thought of NBA champion of all time. With no discernible superstar, arguably their coach along with their point guard are their two most popular players and people in the organization. I don't know how Indiana is going to pull this off, but if they do, expect no one to recognize them. I'm Gresh.
Text texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEACH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEACH to 42424. That's BEACH to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the CDC is urging summer camps to put measles at the top of their kind of concern list. Yes, Lisa Brady's all over this one in Health Call or in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. For many children, summertime is a transition from school to camp. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is encouraging summer camps to examine documentation for immunity from measles for anyone that will be on the grounds. The CDC says because the virus can spread quickly, all children, staff, and volunteers should be checked to see if they were vaccinated for or caught measles before. The CDC also says summer camps should stock up on face masks and create an isolation space for any campers who fall ill with the virus. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And this move may sound a bit counterintuitive, but conservationists are using drones to drop mosquitoes over Maui. It's in the name of saving the endangered native honeycreeper bird. The male mosquitoes come from a lab. The goal is to get them to mate with wild female mosquitoes in the forests of Maui. The males have a naturally occurring bacteria that results in sterile eggs. The objective is to break the mosquito breeding cycle and reduce the population while allowing the bird population to recover. This is known as the incompatible insect technique and can be used to combat avian malaria, which is the primary cause of the decline of the Hawaiian honeycreeper.
442 News Radio 92.3. Stay connected this afternoon. A major food producer ending its use of artificial colorings. Jenny Casola has the details.
Kraft Heinz will no longer use artificial dyes. It tells the Wall Street Journal the dyes will be removed from Jell-O, Kool-Aid, Crystal Light, and everything else it makes by the end of 2027. Artificial colors will be replaced with natural colors or will be removed entirely. New products will not include the dyes. The Trump administration has been pushing food companies to remove synthetic dyes by the end of next year. Kraft Heinz says nearly 90% of its U.S. products don't use artificial dyes. It removed artificial colors from Kraft mac and cheese in 2016. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And Bernie Sanders backing RFK Jr.'s effort to end pharmaceutical advertising. Vermont's independent senator and Maine's independent senator Angus King introduced the In Prescription Drug Ads Now Act, which would ban prescription drug advertising on TV if passed. Sanders says the pharmaceutical industry spent more than $5 billion on TV ads last year, contributing to the high price of health care. HHS Secretary Kennedy Jr. has expressed support for ending pharmaceutical advertising in the past.
Dr. Mehmet Oz is addressing the GOP to advocate for Medicaid reform aimed at making it more affordable for low-income families. Senator John Thune discusses the strategy for gaining consensus on that bill.
Rebalance the program in a way that provides the right incentives to cover the people who are supposed to be covered by Medicaid. But we continue to hear from our members specifically on components or pieces of the bill that they would like to see modified or changed or have concerns about, and we're working through that.
All right, running up on 445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
I sure am. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Our worst problems haven't really changed. Still got some pretty severe backups on 9 Mile Road, traveling eastbound towards I-10. There was an accident reported in that area, so be on the lookout for that. Also have a lot of issues on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area, heading in in the direction of Highway 87. As for your local weather, 86 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Going to have a slight chance of rainfall, but as we get into the next several days, the rainfall chances are going to linger. Hopefully nothing too severe. Wednesday's high is going to be 88 with a low of 78.
Okay, still rough weather on a national snapshot. Stormy weather impacting millions of Americans across the central U.S. Well, wildfires are a concern out west. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean in. She has your Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms are in the forecast today for a widespread area stretching across the central plains and Midwest, moving into the lower Great Lakes and Mid-Atlantic later this week. A rare high risk for Kansas, including the potential for strong, dangerous weather, including tornadoes, has been posted from the Storm Prediction Center. Flash flooding, also a risk with very heavy rain in a short period of time. Meanwhile, conditions are favorable for high fire danger over parts of the West and the Rockies, with high heat for the Southwest, with temperatures soaring over the century mark. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. General Motors is once again expanding its Corvette lineup with a new high-performance hybrid variant of the classic sports car, unveiling the 2026 Chevrolet Corvette ZR1X. The twin V8 engine goes 0 to 60 in less than 2 seconds. Streaming has now outpaced the combined share of broadcast and cable TV viewing for the first time ever, according to a new Nielsen report. Streaming garnered 44.8% of total TV viewership in May, while broadcast and cable combined a total 44.2% of TV viewing, according to Nielsen's The Gauge monthly report. The three major indexes were lower today on Wall Street as investors weighed the latest developments in the Middle East, the Dow falling nearly 300, the S&P off by 50, and the NASDAQ lost nearly 1%. Crude oil futures for July up 5% above 75 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, President Trump might have cut his trip to the G7 summit short, but he did some work out there. He sure did. He made some progress on trade negotiations. Here's Edward Lawrence.
The White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett, the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, as well as the U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer are all having meetings at the G7 about trade. Now, President Trump was supposed to talk trade with the Mexican president today on his last day in Canada. The president met with the leaders of Canada, Japan, European Commission, and the United Kingdom. Now, the president finalized that trade agreement with the U.K. He says that he could have a trade deal with Canada in 30 days, adding the European Union is not offering a fair deal and Japan is tough. The president also is saying that the U.S. will make a separate agreement with that Canada to add them to the Golden Dome. At the heart of all these deals, fair trade and energy security.
And United Launch Alliance scrubbed its planned launch of Amazon's Project Kuiper on Monday. The Atlas V rocket was set to blast off from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, but the mission was called off due to bad weather. No surprise there. The goal is to send more than 24 satellites into low Earth orbit to expand Internet access around the entire world. No word yet on whether another launch attempt will be made.
So maybe you're looking at maybe buying or selling a home. You're going to need the mortgage numbers. Here they are. They just came in just a minute ago. Mortgage rates slightly higher this afternoon, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.91%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.17%. And Austin, you know, streaming viewership, this was an amazing figure. I came across this. I wanted to share it with you.
All right.
Streaming viewership surpassed cable and broadcast numbers combined.
Oh, I definitely believe
for
that.
For the very first time ever last month. Michelle Polino has more.
May marked a major milestone in TV history. Streaming officially surpassed broadcast and cable combined in U.S. viewing for the first time, according to Nielsen. Streaming accounted for 44.8% of all TV watch, while broadcast and cable together made up 44.2%. YouTube led the pack with 12.5%, the highest share ever for a streamer. Netflix also soared, with the final season of You becoming the most watched program. Nielsen says streaming's dominance is just beginning and expects the trend to keep ticking up. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Gucci getting a new CEO. Kering, the owner of the luxury brand, is bringing on Renault chief Luca De Meo as the new Gucci top executive. The hopes are that De Meo can turn things around at the company, where the current CEO says expectations have not been met and a new way of looking at things is needed.
Okay, OpenAI has secured a $200 million contract. This is with the Defense Department. And Madison Allworth coming in today and has the details for us.
OpenAI is going to develop advanced AI prototypes to help the Pentagon. This is the company's first official listed deal with the Pentagon. And under the $200 million contract, they say that OpenAI will provide prototype frontier AI capabilities to address critical national security challenges in both warfighting and enterprise domains. It's going to run through July 2026, and the work will be performed in the D.C. area. This is all part of the tech company's new initiative, OpenAI for Government. And they said it's going to bring the most advanced tools to our public servants, saying, quote, our goal is to unlock AI solutions that enhance the capabilities of government workers.
And Tron, a cryptocurrency platform created by billionaire Justin Sun, is planning to go public. The deal is through a reverse merger with SRM Entertainment and arranged by Dominari Securities, a group with links to Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump. The new entity will be called Tron Incorporated, and the move comes after the federal government decided to stop pursuing fraud charges against Sun to discuss a possible settlement. Just about 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines, maybe a fun fact or two. I don't know. We'll try to think of something right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talk quite a bit about the war between Israel and Iran and how it's kind of amazing that in just a few days, Israel has essentially established complete air superiority over Iran. Also, three very interesting recent Supreme Court rulings in which they were unanimous. They would seem to give the conservative answer, but all three were unanimous and they were all authored by liberal justices on the court. All that and Sheriff Chip Simmons stopped by. Catch all the segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Today's pop culture news.
Okay, if you're looking for cheap flights, a lot of folks looking in that direction has impacted a major discount carrier. We're talking about JetBlue.
Ooh.
They got some financial problems here. Ginny Casola all over this story.
JetBlue is cutting flights and says it's unlikely it will break even this year because of weaker demand. A memo from CEO Joanna Garrity, reviewed by multiple news organizations, says the airline will continue to cut costs and will pull some service in markets with multiple flights. The company is also updating its travel and expense policy to reduce its own travel costs and will also combine and restructure some roles in the company. The memo says its path to profitability will take longer than the company had hoped. Even a recovery won't fully offset the ground the airline has lost this year. Ginny Casola, Fox News.
455. Okay, Pensacola. Austin Price is looking at your weather and local traffic together. Good information to pass on, especially tonight if you're thinking about going to bands on the beach. It's improving, the weather is, isn't it?
Yes, it does appear to be. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RTV, and more. So in short, it can protect you a lot in a lot of ways. Bundle today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Let's see. Still got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on 9 Mile Road traveling eastbound towards I-10. Look out for those two main areas there. And yeah, the weather, it's not looking too bad outside. Rainfall chances are very low this evening. Tonight's low is going to be 79 degrees. Tomorrow, we're going to see those rainfall chances lingering. If there are some pop-up showers, it shouldn't be too severe. High of 88, low of 78.
Listen, if you like lists and rankings, you're going to like this story. The new ranking of the most American-made cars in 2025. Here they are. CJ Papa zooms down that list, which considered some 400 models.
There's no car that you can buy that's fully made in the U.S., but now a survey from Cars.com shows the most American car is a Tesla. And shifting gears into reverse to the bottom, the Toyota RAV4 Hybrid, the Model 3 by Tesla, which pulls into first place since it's 75% made of U.S. and Canadian parts. Spots 2, 3, and 4 are Tesla models Y, S, and X, respectively. Car makers receive points based on five factors: percentage of U.S. and Canadian parts, location of final assembly, country of origins for available engines, U.S. manufacturing workforce, and country of origin for available transmissions. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And televangelist Jimmy Swaggart is listed in critical condition after going into cardiac arrest Sunday morning at his home in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The 90-year-old Swaggart is regarded as one of the pioneers in bringing the church into people's homes through television. He founded the Sun Life Broadcasting Network and the Family Worship Center in Baton Rouge, both of which his family still runs. His sons say without a miracle, his time will be short.
Okay, 457, News Radio 92.3. Justin Bieber addressing his anger issues here after a public confrontation with paparazzi. Michelle Polino has the story.
Justin Bieber is speaking out after a heated encounter with the paparazzi. The pop star took to Instagram on Monday, writing, "I know I'm broken. I know I have anger issues." The post came just days after a confrontation in a beach parking lot where Bieber was caught on video yelling at photographers, "I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I'm a human F-bomb being." In the video, the 31-year-old accused photographers of provoking him. He went further on Instagram, writing in part, "People keep telling me to heal. It just makes me more tired and more angry." He added, "Jesus is the only person who keeps me wanting to make my life about others." Fans flooded the comments with support. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
That was Justin Bieber?
Yes. And a World War II era bomb has washed ashore on a Florida beach. Children playing at Inglewood Beach, south of Sarasota, found the inactive bomb. It was covered in barnacles, but authorities identified it as a suspected MK-15 airdrop bomb. It was transported to MacDill Air Force Base for further examination.
Okay, a long reigning hot dog eating champion returning to New York's Coney Island to regain his title. Can you hear him sing now? Joey! Joey! Here's Tom Graham.
Joey Chestnut will return to the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest this 4th of July in an attempt to prove he can still cut the mustard and claim the top spot as the wiener of the annual Brooklyn event. The competitive eating champ has won the contest a record 16 times. Last year, Chestnut skipped the Nathan's contest following a dispute after he signed a deal with a competing hot dog brand, Impossible Foods. But on a message on X, he confirmed he'll return, calling the famed contest a cherished tradition. Chestnut holds the Nathan's and world record. The champ once managed to chomp down 76 hot dogs in just 10 minutes. In New York, Tom Graham, Fox News.
All right, we'll keep the story list around the New York, New Jersey area. Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has reported to prison, began serving an 11-year sentence for bribery and corruption. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
Former New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez has reported to Schuylkill Prison in Pennsylvania, home to a medium and minimum security prison. Menendez, who was once the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, was convicted of helping the country of Egypt get access to U.S. military aid and of helping some New Jersey business owners avoid criminal investigation, as well as doing other favors for them. Investigators found hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash stuffed into clothing and shoes in his closet, as well as gold bars given to him by the business owners he helped. Menendez has maintained his innocence and said he hopes President Trump cleans up the judicial system, calling it corrupt. Two of the business owners who went on trial with him were also convicted, as was his wife, Nadine. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Afternoon, everybody. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, back in 12 minutes with more information. Thanks for listening.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.